okay, though.
That's okay.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing. I have severance pay, so I can just hit me can with all gears.
Awesome.
What's our path outro, then? I guess we're on. He sent us a link to join up on online.
Yeah, I didn't. We didn't get anything yet. I think Chuck's gonna try. Do you remember what he had to do? You don't remember? Is that Steve on the line?
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
How are you?
What is it that you do to get on?
What's that?
Well, Jerry didn't send us anything. So, what do you have to do to go to the WebEx? Remember?
I'll tell you. Just a second.
Okay.
Type HTTPS, like Sam, and then a colon, forward slash, NECANwellness.webex.com. And then when you get there, click on the meeting center. And down in the list of things for today, or not actually, not today, but on the daily tab, it says 8:11 p.m. trial run, Jerry White. And go over to the right and click join.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Mike DiMuccio stopped his call tonight at an hour and a half instead of an hour and 50 minutes like he did last week.
Wow. I didn't...
Did that happen?
Yeah, last time I heard him, he was pretty long.
Very intense.
You guys have a nice quarterly event.
It was very nice. We had Larry Profit as the speaker.
Ah, we've had him up here this summer, too.
And he's sort of a local boy here, so wonderful to have him.
Which one is, I don't know which one he's sending in. Oops, sorry, guys. There you go. This is Russ, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello, who's this?
Chuck and Tracy, Melody.
Hey. Yeah? Cool.
Just got home, so... Jerry, crank this in.
Yes. Jerry on yet? Not yet, too.
He's working on it.
Oh, okay. So you guys got the WebEx started already, or?
Yep.
Okay. I just got in, so we're going to start it. All right. So I'm locked up here.
Steve, are you like the techno guy? You know how to do like the webcam. What's that called?
Mm-hmm. I've worked with the webcam a little bit, not much.
Because we bought one, but we can't get it. What can't we do, babe?
What you have to do usually is you have to. Buy the webcam, put the disc in the CD player,
load
the drivers, and then plug the webcam in when it tells you to, and then it loads it. And then when you go, like, to the WebEx, you plug the webcam in before you go onto the WebEx.
Oh.
And And it's the same thing like when you're doing a call over Instant Messenger with the cam. You have to plug it in first, then open up, say, like Windows Instant Messenger or, you know, MSN Messenger or whatever you're using, Yahoo, whatever, and plug it in first, then open up the call or, you know, the messenger, and then when you open the messenger, then do the call.
Can I try that again?
Yeah, you want to do that?
I tried it a couple of weeks ago when I recorded the call, and unfortunately, my web camera has a mic built into it, and then it interfered and put a horrible hum into the call because of, you know, because of the speakerphone being on also, so it messed up the call royally. So
you can't turn that off.
I haven't figured it out yet. You probably can. I just haven't figured it out. I've been worrying about other things.
Well, we're going to try that.
That's good.
And see, before you don't record calls like I do, then it'd be probably just fine for you.
Plugged it in after we got on, instead of beforehand. You gotta make sure you're presentable, though, you know?
No looking in your jammies anymore. Chuck and Tracy, did you guys have a quarterly event, too?
We did. We didn't go. I heard it was, real good. The rap was one of the people there. Okay, no more of that. We have left it.
You heard what? Someone said that there was a new product.
I didn't hear that.
I didn't hear it either, so. Oh, sweet. Walked into my living room and kicked my dog twice in 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
Poor doggy.
Poor doggy. Sorry, baby. Walking through, it's absolutely dark. a black dog, you don't see her.
Okay, are you guys ready yet?
I think so.
Oh, good. All right, let's find out who's here. Is Eric and Diana here? How about Andre and Marina? They were calling me today. Chuck and Tracy?
Here.
Way to go. Russell and Michelle?
Ow!
I'm here. Dummy?
Was that an owl I heard?
Owl? Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Right there. Then Marion, are you here? Melody?
Yes, sir.
Cool. Kim? All right, you guys, we're going to watch on September 1st. We're going to be ready for this. And then finally, let's see, I'm going through my list here. I'm missing one. Melody. Melody's here. And then Eric and Diana, Andre and Marina, Russell and Michelle.
Sandy. Where's Sandy?
Sandy. Sandy, are you on? Sandy's back east, so it's like, what is it there? 11:45.
Great.
And she's doing wellness previews. So I'll just give you an update on some of these guys who are out and about. Andre and Marina just got back today from their big effort out there, and I think they sponsored, I think I saw six come across, and they got people calling all over the place from Minnesota. And so we're going to try to talk about what would you all do if you sponsored six in Minnesota. But they did a phenomenal job and got a lot more in the hopper than just those six. And Sandy is back doing her own wellness previews. She's now on her third one. And she, guy called me, and I don't know that she even knows that he called me today, but he's the originator of the three-on-three basketball concept. And,
uh-huh.
His name is, where did I put that? But his nickname's Gus Macker. And what they do is they go into different towns all over the Midwest, and they'll sponsor for each weekend. They're doing like 110 of them a year, and these three-on-three basketball tournaments, and thousands of people. And it's pretty cool. So he called, and he was like, whoa, this is really amazing, and I got to try some of this on my people, my staff. So she's stirring it up back there and got three or four people in Michigan. And so that's an interesting marketplace. I know then we've got Eric and Diana are pulling down people from various locations, but I think many, like Russell was bringing up here recently, need to really start locking in on our level four meetings and getting a logical sequence as we go through some of this, and we'll be getting into that tonight. Marion is flat moving. She's got, I think, 90 people on callback list right now, and got one group that really could go silver this month. Andre and Marina have the possibility of breaking a silver second level in Michigan or Minnesota this month, and hopefully they'll come on because it's great to have their energy. And then let's see what Chuck and Tracy, any reports this week?
Well, we had some things going on last week, some activity. I have no reports on Alex and Kathleen. I've called a couple times and left them messages, so I don't know if they're away or what's going on. I have this older lady that is telling people left and right about us and giving us numbers and things like that, so that's pretty cool. And I met with one of them today and had a couple of ABCs today. Not as busy as I'd like to be, but it's getting there.
Okay, cool. Russell and Michelle, any updates from the last week? If you're on mute.
I'm on mute. Okay. Sorry. I just did supposed to be a coffee shop meeting at people's house because I'm always long, 2 hours or something there. But she wants to buy some insoles right now. I wouldn't let her buy them until tomorrow. But they're going to come to our Thursday preview, and I've got two others coming to the preview also. I've already committed, said they're coming. Mike said that he has his guy that came to your presentation in your hearing, Jerry. Leo?
Yeah.
Mike told him he couldn't come to Mike's Sunday night training because it was for existing people. But he would let him come to Thursday again. So he's coming to Thursday with us.
So does anybody see a benefit or a drawback to having someone go to a training before they're signed up?
From what I've heard from Greg Rooney, that it's very helpful to have someone go to a training from the standpoint that, number one, they're not being talked directly to, so they're not feeling pressure.
Anyone else have an input on that? Tracy?
I would see it being beneficial as to letting them see the easiness of it before they get in and helping them make it more of a decision on a positive note.
Just kind of filling in the blanks for them a little bit?
Oh, we just let them see that there is support there for them, because that's always the big question is, you know, how to do it. Is there support? Because they've been in other companies, a lot of times they get signed up and that's it. You know, there's no training, no support, and unless it costs them a whole bunch of money.
Those are good points. Michelle, do you have a perspective on what there would there be pros or cons to having somebody go to a training before they're signed up?
Yeah, she's not here yet.
Then she can't answer that question. How about you, Melody?
Well, I was kind of thinking, but I don't really have an opinion.
Well, here's an easier way to make an opinion. Let's say somebody was taking you to a new network marketing company, and you were thinking about it. You'd kind of had some interest, and this was tomorrow night. And they said, well, you might want to come over to the training and just take a look. Maybe it'll be useful to you. What would you think about you going to a training before you signed up?
I think it'd be kind of interesting, because then I'd know what I was in for, and I would meet some people that were doing it. I would be an innocent bystander. I could kind of.
So what's cool is that if we think about this in terms of what would we think about it, then it kind of answers the question about what the prospect would think about it.
Seemed like it would be okay to me.
How about you, Tracy? You got an opinion on this one?
I think it's a grand idea if they go.
So, just those are some thoughts that each individual has, and each of us builds our deal in our own way, but I just thought I'd throw that out there, that there are some reasons why people would want to go, and then I can, you know, if Mike's got a way he wants this to work out, then he might have those too, but each individual has their own strengths and all that.
I think if we can get anybody to any event, it's a good thing.
No, I think you're absolutely right. Did you guys have what was your perspective on your event down there?
We didn't go.
Okay. And we're going to...
I heard Herb Rapp was there, and it was good. Mari said it was pretty much like the last one. No difference, but Herb was good, and we didn't go.
I think I'll, show you some stuff tonight that is really helping me to get a perspective on that as I work with Mike and Terry on these certain events and what we can use them for that will make the event stronger and make the results stronger. Russell, which one did you get to the one over in Seattle?
Yes, we did. Six people went in our group, counting us, and it was very good. Steve Johnson and Vince Williams were both there.
What would you say your people came away with that was useful for them?
Everybody seen something different, and I'm sure we've seen different things too than what they've seen. I think they realize that it's bigger than just a little group in Yakima. There's a small group right now.
That's good. Melody, what were some of the thoughts you had about this weekend?
I just love getting together with everybody. It just gives you energy, and you see all these nice people. I'm so happy to be one of them and learn as you go and get different ideas from other different speakers, pick up some more enthusiasm or confidence, I guess.
Did you get the sense that this one was much more heavily loaded on personal experiences?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did have a lot more individual people talking, I thought.
Did that keep your interest?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Those are good. And, you know, you think if you bring somebody, that's what they want to hear anyway, if you were to bring somebody to it.
Good. Steve, how about yours in your area?
We are blessed to have Larry Prophet there to tell the history of the company. It was very exciting. My eyes were hurting for 2 days. We cried so much.
Oh, wow. So you got the sense of what BKN really is about, huh?
Well, I've been blessed to hear Larry many, many times because he's from Evanston here, so he's come here many times. But it was a tearjerker.
So with that, for all of you, as you went through this this weekend, wouldn't it be cool if we could really define a specific usefulness for this kind of an event that would be helpful for the growth and development of your long-term team picture? And so that you would know with that it fit for a purpose and that you would really start recruiting toward it ahead of time, rather than just, oh, it's generally going to be good for us all to get together, but to get some more specifics. And we want to try to lay that out a little bit. Tonight, Russell has asked me to go once more through the concept of our Level 4 meeting, so I've gone ahead and put the chart up, and I want to just find out across the board if y'all are comfortable with the numbers of people that you're getting a chance to be in front of with Level 4 meetings.
I need more.
And is there a roadblock that keeps us from getting to that point? Do you think you can identify one, Tracy, or where you get in the process that it seizes up? Or do you feel like everything's pretty smooth? You just got to keep the numbers rolling.
Yeah, I'd say numbers.
Okay.
Definitely numbers.
Then, as we go through the follow-up meeting, is there, where can we I just want to give you all just a chance to do this. Wouldn't it be cool if you went into some setting, and what comes to my mind is maybe a weekend church retreat, and you were in charge of a two-hour session. Could you see how you could apply these concepts and really get people to start thinking about their lives in general? It didn't, even if it doesn't pertain to Niken per se, what would be the advantage?
The concepts of that we've laid out for a follow-up meeting.
Uh-huh. So, Melody, if you were in charge of that scenario, and you were going to sit down with a group of people at a church retreat, and your job was for the next 2 hours to use this format, and it was a church-related, family-related, family goals-related event. We're going to take just maybe a little bit. You can use some of the spiritual things, but there are some things in our spiritual life that have to do with the day-to-day interpersonal relationships in our lives. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
And so if you were helping with that interpersonal relationship, what questions would you throw, how would the question section relate to the beginning of your presentation in that regard?
Where do you think your family is right now in either honesty with each other or
Or do you think, do you see a place where your family could improve in how they get along?
Good. That's a place to start, because then it sets the table by asking questions, helps people to begin to start to think of solutions and think of maybe taking a snapshot of where they are right now. Anyone else have one you would throw out there? Tracy, what would you throw out as a question or as helping people at the beginning of this little scenario? What would you like to do or know about them?
What their goals are for, you know, themselves and for their kids. What is it they, you know, see themselves in the next, you know, year or 2 years?
I think what we're going to do is we're going to move into that in the perfect day section.
Okay.
But in this first part, I'm going to relate a specific, and I think it'll be easier to answer some of my obtuse questions that get pretty crazy.
Okay.
If we were to take a specific in our Nikan example, when we sit down across from people, what are we asking what are we saying when we get to the questions section? Now I'm switching back from our church example to a Nikan level 4 sit down follow up meeting. What does it mean when we say questions?
They have any.
Okay. If they have any questions, and that's based on their march through the process to this point.
Right.
Now, if we take that same tack, do they have any questions? How can you use that as a starter point in our church model? And I'll make this a little simpler. Yeah. No, go ahead.
You could ask them what you hope to receive in this next 2 hours. What are you hoping, you know, to cover? What would you like to see us accomplish?
Okay. Good. Russell, you got one to throw in there?
I got bumped off the call, so I didn't hear the question. Sorry.
Okay. What we're doing, who was that?
Can you repeat the question?
Yep. Oh, hi, Michelle.
Hello. Sorry I'm late.
We're going up. We're putting up the follow-up series here, if you can see it on the board.
Yep, we got it up.
And in the follow-up, when we get to the questions section, we've already defined that means we're going to ask the prospects, based on what you've seen so far, do you have any questions specific to Nikan? And what we're doing now is we're saying, if the two of you were going to put together a little segment for a church get-together, a retreat, and it's a two-hour segment, and we're going to use these same segments and we're going to tweak them a little bit, are there questions that might come to mind when you're setting this up for your church retreat and you're going to be checking with the people who are sitting in the audience and saying, do you have any questions? Are there some ideas about some areas that you think might come up as questions from people who are at the church retreat, if you're going to be trying to set up their questions so that we can start building toward a goal or a series of goals for their family? Now, again, I probably made it so complicated nobody can understand what I just said, but do you have any ideas about how you might use this segment to set that up for those people who are about to go through your two-hour training?
Pertaining to
Nikan. We're going to do it for a church retreat for a moment here. Just what I'm doing, and I'll try to give you a philosophy, because, Michelle, there is a reason for me to try to do this, but usually I stumble all over my shoelaces in the attempt.
Okay.
What I'm trying to do is to say, is the format useful, and can we take the same thing for sitting down with band parents before the beginning of a school year? Or you're trying to get all the people on the swim team to get together, and you're going to go through a series of events that are going to describe what are you and they going to do together. I want to find out if our format makes sense and can be plugged into another situation. So what kind of questions do you think people might ask if they're at a church retreat and they understand that you're going to be starting a meeting about direction and goals for families, and that's what's going to come up in the next 2 hours, and they're based on the fact that they have been going to this church for a while or they understand how churches work? What kind of questions do you think people might bring up if you say, do you have any questions about what we're about to do? What kind of questions do you think they might bring up? Let me make it easier. I'll take it away from...
I just have no thoughts tonight. I'm sorry.
I'll take it away from the church thing, and I'll put it in terms...
The church thing, I guess I just don't understand. So you're putting them through the process, and you're wanting to know what the questions are going to be before the process.
Yes. And that's exactly right. But I'm going to put it in terms of a swim team thing that you deal with every day.
It doesn't matter. I understand now what you're asking. So they want to know questions up front would be like... what's your structured program? What's the background? You know, that type of thing.
Okay.
You're asking.
Are there any committees? Who's the head of those committees?
So what I'm really trying to get at is that when we start at our level four meeting in NECAN or we do it in any other thing, it is pertinent because sometimes people will have questions. They'll come in with opinions and attitudes. Wouldn't it be helpful if you knew what those questions, opinions, and attitudes were before you start the event? Can you all imagine that sometimes people will have a fearful attitude going into an event like this?
Yes.
You're about to become personal with them in a positive way. But can you see that if they have questions and they're not comfortable, they won't open up and it won't be a very useful session. If they're all skeptical, if they're all cautious, it would be less likely for them to really get into the information you want to talk about.
So basically, if you did like an outline before the meeting to tell them what it's going to cover, do you think that would end most of those questions?
Sure. That would be helpful. And
you know, our process packet to say, okay, this is the process that you will be going through. These are the steps that we're going to cover.
And that helps them, to be aware.
Right.
Okay. Now, with those questions then, I'm going to go back to the NECAN model, and I'm going to say, can you all see that it would be better if you got the question about pyramids, illegal things, and stuff out of the way before you start saying what would your perfect day be if this worked real well? Can you see how those biases being pushed away would be helpful at the beginning?
And shouldn't those questions be answered after the coffee shop when you ask if they have any questions? Or, before your sit-down follow-up?
That would probably answer some questions there as well. But what we've asked them at the beginning in our flip chart is that 95% of your questions will be answered through the process. And
correct.
At the coffee shop, that's only a thing saying we want to start the process. It's not the full process.
Correct.
So once you've now gone through a couple of CDs, a coffee shop, a DVD, and a wellness preview with a demo, now we've pretty much gone through the process and said, what are those 5% remaining questions you might have?
Okay.
Tracy, does this make sense? Have I finally said enough words to make this first part make sense?
Hey, Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting the picture of here is when we sit down and start to do these questions, should we throw some samples of questions out to them? Like, I know that you have a lot of questions here, and some of the questions we usually get are A, B, C, D, and stuff like that.
You might, Chuck, but then you would,
if you were to do that, what direction would you like to lead those questions in? Whoever's asking the questions is the leader of the conversation, so what direction would you like to go with those questions?
Well, someone would be, a lot of people want to know what kind of training there is and support and teamwork, you know, what kind of a team structure we have, and whether or not, you know, a lot of people call this a pyramid and have a wrong idea about that type of marketing. So we'd like to, you know, are those some of the questions that you have?
You know, I felt good when you asked the first couple of questions because it felt like positive and moving in the right direction.
Okay.
But when you threw that one out about negative,
yeah.
Let's let them come up with those as opposed to us kind of seeding the waters for that.
Yeah.
That was kind of interesting how that popped out. But I liked it at first when you were throwing those out because it's starting to get them to think in the area that we want them to think. That was good. All right, then we switch to perfect day. And is everybody comfortable with asking how what the perfect day would be like? I guess I'm going to start out with Tracy and say, if you were going to try to talk to Melody and ask her that question right now, what would be the words you would use for the perfect day question?
Perfect day question would be, I have a, is it the magic wand one? To where, if this is your perfect day, what will it look like to you?
If money and time are an issue.
If money and time were not an issue, what would your perfect day look like?
Good. I'm gonna ask a couple other people too because I want to see if something pops out here. So, let's see. Melody, when she asked you that, did that feel like it pretty well set the stage for you so you could give a good response, or was there something that you would like to have had her ask you even more than that?
Maybe a little more background. It'd be a perfect day. I don't know. I remember when you asked me, it took about two or three questions to get me going. And it's like, oh, you mean like really dream about your perfect day.
Ah, good point.
Well, what would your, if she said a house, well, what would that house look like? Where would it be at? Organization, where would it be?
Yeah, well, I think she was bringing up that she was skeptical of the question, or it's not so much skeptical, it's kind of a deer in the headlights thing because it's a place they just are not allowing themselves to go.
Right. If you asked me what my perfect day was, it'd be the dishes were done and I didn't yell at my kids and everyone did their homework.
Right.
And it's like, oh, you mean like I didn't have a job and I could get up.
Well, I said if time and money was no object, no, you know, what would your perfect day be?
The other thing I like to throw into that is a time frame.
Right.
Because, again, the thing I'm learning so much is that the tighter you put the parameters on the question, and you guys see me suffering trying to get the question across so it makes any sense to anybody, but it works better in a level four than it does with you guys over the phone here.
Yeah.
But if we were to put a time frame on it, and I'm not sure any of the ones on this, some of the other people that aren't on the call, like Marion and Andre and Marina, they've seen me do 12 and 15 of these. Eric and Diana, are you on, Eric or Diana? They've probably seen me do 7 or 8 of these, and the other guys have been 12 to 25 of them. And what I really want to do is to say, a couple of years from now, if this thing just absolutely went nuts and did more than you could ever imagine, what would your perfect day be like? I try not to close off the doors so much because they might say their perfect day would be, for the first time I want to be able to walk down the aisle, or 2 years from now that's when my daughter is going to get married, I can't get up out of this wheelchair. I want to walk down the aisle for my daughter's wedding. Well, that tells me very clearly that they didn't catch the idea that we were talking about business. So I may want to seed the pond a little bit. I don't want to really lead it too much. I just want to find out how good were we at getting the information across. Michelle, do you see why I say a couple years from now as opposed to just what would your perfect day be like? Does it seem to help?
I think it makes a bigger picture that there is a different future of change. But if they work for something, that it could change.
Right. It gives you, like, a little taste of reality. Like, oh, like, this could really happen, I think, don't you?
No, I have to say, I do say that. I do put a time limit in there.
Well, good. Just not when you're put on the spot with the phone and I ask you to do it for her.
Well, okay. I boo-booed.
No, that's good. I just, because as we go through this, we just want to, what are the highlights of each one of the different segments? And then you did bring up getting deeper and deeper into what they had to say. And what, you know, with 90, or with the, most of the communication is nonverbal, what are some of the things that we can do while they're giving us their answer to that, that will stimulate them to get more excited and give more enthusiastic answers and go farther into it? Chuck, what do you think we could do non-verbally during that section?
Visualize it yourself, what they're saying.
Cool. How do they pick that up? What would be an assist for them?
Have a twinkle in your eye.
Nod in agreement.
Nod in agreement, good. What would you do verbally?
Comment them.
Yeah.
Rephrase.
You could also state stuff like, really? Oh, you mean, or, you know, I can kind of see what you're saying. Or, ooh, that's...
Make it exciting.
So you're going to be excited. You're going to be leaning forward. You're going to kind of maybe be bouncing a little bit. And you watch how they react. They're going to come right up to it. And then you just get totally involved in what they're saying and doing, and they're going to really come up with something. Okay, so the next question is, what's missing? And so, Russell, what would you... How would you say this plays into the game? You're still on mute.
No, we're not.
Well, it brings in their dream back into focus, what's there today rather than a couple years away. And I think it triggers the hunger that they're missing it, or the pain that they don't have what they just talked about.
And how would you
buy into it?
How would you frame the question? It just says what's missing there. I don't know if that's enough information to...
What's missing today that keeps you from living that life or that perfect day today? Is it financial?
Yeah,
is it time? Is it job restraint? What is it?
How do you like that? Michelle, do you feel like he asked that question clearly?
Yes, I do. I think it brings you back to reality.
Yeah, I like the way you did that. That was good.
I think it makes them think in the present, and since they've just thought about what they want in the future, it brings them back to think of what they have now and what they could have very, very soon.
Okay. And then... let's go to Melody, because this is not an easy question to answer. Are you getting a feel for the next question? What rank is that?
Well, that's our job, right? Usually what they're going to end up with is money. Don't you ask them how much would it take?
Right. That's kind of what is missing.
Yeah.
And if they go to the one that's most common is time and money, right?
The other question that we ask is, how much added income would it take to achieve your dream?
Mm-hmm.
And then to achieve your dream, your rank would be, have to be what?
And so what would your assessment be of the range of dollars for a gold, a Melody?
I'm thinking it was 3,000 to 5,000.
Yeah, that would be comfortable. I mean, that makes good sense, that it just a reasonable gold would make that much. And so there are people that for whom that's where they're at. They would say, boy, 3 to 5, I would be totally golden. That would be absolutely where I'd want to be. We don't necessarily want to force them beyond that because to them, that's their reality. And what do you think about platinum? In terms of what dollar value kind of comes to your mind for platinum?
I don't know if they get over 10 or not.
The thing to remember is that it's pretty straight across the board. If a silver makes 2,000 a month or thereabouts, a platinum or a gold, you get paid on three legs of silvers. And you roughly get paid what they get paid, so it's going to be about 6. So if a platinum is 3 times the gold, what would they get? They would make up to 18, you bet.
Really? Hmm.
And in fact, one platinum, Chuck Branham, had a $99,000 check as a platinum.
I like Dave Johnson's. I keep thinking of it. But he solved just about every problem he had.
Yeah.
Getting a $17,000 check or something.
So that's right. So then, are you all pretty clear on how the spider chart works and why we do it? Tracy, why do we write out the spider chart then?
For them to visualize and show them what it looks like, what we need to work at.
Good, getting down to the specifics, okay? And so if you were to describe that spider chart that's there, can you see how the point of that spider chart is to get them to realize that it's all built on silvers? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that was... That makes it look doable.
Good.
That way.
Yeah, Chuck?
It would be beneficial to them also that as we draw it out, it gives them a map to follow.
Like this, or do you have another idea that you want to draw?
No, just like this. We do our level 4 meeting, we show them what we've taken them through, and then show them a chart. Probably, you know, the leverage, the 100 names, get back to the coffee shop. It shows them the process.
Okay, and Michelle, go ahead and shoot that out to people. Michelle's done a really good job of putting this together so that it makes sense to folks. And what I do when I sit down with this, I make a little bit of a modification to exactly that point because I do throw this in, and I'm trying to think of this. Rather than jumping right into the perfect day, I think I'm trying to remember where I put this. Right after perfect day, I will describe... somewhere along the line. I actually do it before I get to questions. I'll lay this whole top vertical line out up to follow-up and say, and I have it sitting on the paper, and then I'll tell them, okay, what we're going to get at now is the questions. But Michelle's got all that drawn out, which makes it more reproducible, and say, here's how this worked. Somebody invited you to see me again. They may or may not have given you the CD. Here's what an ABC is, because I like to, at that point, to kind of lay out what an ABC is and the coffee shop. Then you went through the CD and then the wellness home or the wellness preview, got the demo, the DVD, And we're at that point now. We're going to do the follow-up. And we want to show you how, if we just keep reproducing this concept, you can do over and over and over again and give people information so they can be fully informed. Do you have any questions based on what you've seen so far? And then go right into it. So I really do kind of lay that out at the beginning, and I think it was Michelle that said, would we give them that sheet first? And that's exactly what I do. So then we're down to the Silver Factory, and...
Gary,
so,
you said you give them that sheet first at the beginning of the Level 4 meeting?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
But I only go through the vertical, the horizontal line at the top.
Okay.
Then we just start walking down through the blue letters. Now, does everybody, the Silver Factory down below, is that a big enough memory jogger to let you know how we do that?
Yeah.
And 30 ABCs, is that pretty clear to everyone?
Yep.
So, Melody, if you were to describe to somebody that one and we wrote that written down 30 ABCs, what pertinence does that have to our current discussion?
Well, we're talking about a silver factory, and you want to get three silvers, and 30 ABCs usually gets one silver.
Okay. Good. And the leverage, does that make sense?
If one person gets one, and you do that all for a month, so that you just get one a month, and each person you sponsor gets one a month. By the end of the year, your income is, you know, $24,000.
Okay, good. And then so you see where the 100 names are and schedule 6 to 10. It's really, can you all imagine that if you did 10 of these level 4 meetings in a week, your world would change?
Yeah, it would.
So the key factor is just setting them up so you can get to that point. I mean, if you go to the simplest common denominator. Now I'm going to show you all something just as I come across these new things. I'm going to show you two new things before we go. Because I think we're getting into September, and September's going to fly, and it's going to be very important to all of you to understand something. We're gonna have to start focusing on creating revenue, clearly creating revenue. By that I mean you're all gonna have to get paid. And we're gonna have to do it in a way where we can cover not only locally, but long distance. We're gonna have to do it in a way where there's predetermined schedules of events. Why do we do things the way we do? Why do we run the rhythm the way that we run it? What are people gonna see from the beginning of their exposure to NECAN to the next level, to the next level? Once we get all that stuff established, then people are going to have their best chance to be successful, but then you can all grow to the large size that you need to become to make the money that you're going to need to make. And we're going to be covering that very carefully. So I'm going to be doing a series of these this week talking about a launch strategy. And in the launch strategy, really pushing for 120 days, or not 120 days, 6 months, however many days that is, 6 months from zero to platinum. And it is only going to be for a small, elite group of people that said, I want to become a professional at what we do. And we're going to lay it out very clearly. There are timelines. It's all put together. It's just a matter of filling those in. To run on that track. I mean, 6 months or three months to gold, 6 months to platinum. And so I'm going to show you a couple things on that. But I do want to show you something cool I just figured out. Go, everybody click on your video section. And I'm going to send a video. Okay, you all see me there?
Hi, Jerry.
And now I want to do something different here that I just discovered. If you go to, let's see if I can make my little pointer thingy here, go to that segment. Will it go? Nah, shoot, it won't go over there. But see this line right here, which is stop video, or start video, or whatever that is, on yours?
Send video.
What's it say on yours? It says send video on yours, okay? Does that say that on everybody's?
Yes.
And then next to that's options?
Yeah.
And then next to that, if you go over there and you just click on it, can you see how it makes one picture?
Oh, uh-huh. Click on it.
Go ahead and try that.
Yep, you're bigger.
Now, go, you see there where it goes 2, 4, and then 6?
Mm-hmm.
Watch what happens to the next one. This is the gnarliest, coolest thing. Actually, go all the way over where it's got the box with the two arrows in the center of it and click on it.
Where are you at, Jerry?
Wow.
Oh, Jerry!
Smile big.
Well, now, somebody had asked me if we had a full screen presentation. It's not very good, but see that? Now go to the bottom left where it says view meeting window,
mm-hmm.
and you can shrink it back down again. Now the thing next to that, just to the left of it, where you remember that box that was the two arrows, go to the one next to it and watch what happens. It says unlock the video panel. Everybody see that?
Uh-huh.
What just happened?
Move it anywhere you want.
Now, go to the corner of it, and you'll see a little arrow there. When you
drop down menu.
And when you expand it by click and drag that, and you can make it as big as you want. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing that's cool is let's say you want to take that section and you double click, or you click on the blue part of the top of it, and you can drag it anywhere you want it to go. So you can get it out of the way of your central picture there. Has everybody got that?
Yeah.
Now watch what happens when you, let's say, park it in the lower right-hand corner. It'll stay there when you go to participants, and the rest of the video goes away. But that one remains. You see that?
Sure do.
Isn't that awesome?
It is.
So now when we run our meetings, people have the chance, if they'd like, to move that picture bigger when we get to a part where we're doing the room or whatever. I thought that was cool.
Do you see our cup?
No.
Oh, you don't see it? Are you guys on? There's a cute picture of Chuck. What do you
well,
think?
Well, I don't
how does he get on it?
Go up to send video. There you go.
Hey.
Hi, Uncle Chuck.
Hi, Uncle Tracy, or Jerry.
Hi, Dad.
Tracy.
We've never met you before.
Okay, now you guys, everybody click on Chuck and Tracy's video one.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Then go up in the corner and click. And it'll expand their picture.
Oh, no.
But it, you know, it just gets a little grainy because it's so big.
Well, we have to thank Steve for helping us out on this video part. We figured it out, Jerry. You got to plug it in first before you turn on the webcast.
Oh, okay. Well, that's how come you weren't there before.
If you had a speakerphone, you could put that left hand down.
What do you mean? Like that? Okay, now let's try one more little thing here. And that is, I'm going to go to my front page and open that up. Oh, wait, did you guys? I got to give you my.
Oh.
There I go. Do you have my my front page now?
Sure do.
I'm going to show you
something. Screen where it says sharing. Oh, here we go. Now I have it. Starting
okay, what do you got now?
The wellness track, coming up.
All right, now I'm going to show you something on the wellness track that it took me a while to figure out, but I'm going to go to start here. That means it's now enabled or engaged. Now I'm going to go over. If you kick overview, you'll watch that sucker over and over again as a tutorial, and it'll make you crazy. But go to new track or new partner track when that right there it opens up And remember I showed you those really cool brochures last time?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm going to show you how to email them.
Hmm. You wonder, did you know how to do
that? So you go to New Partner Library. Now, mine's got this weird glitch. Yours might have it, too. I'm going to wait for a minute here. And the product demo's in the lower left over here. Even if I don't click on it, they're variably going to come up. Well, I guess now it's making a liar out of me. Maybe I just touch it when I get there. Now, I'm going to go to product knowledge over here. And you see all those fancy pictures, right? Everybody with me?
Yep.
Watch what happens when I go to print documents. Click on that once. You could print those, but it'd eat your ink up. Can you see that?
Sure would.
What you can do is you see how they all come up as PDF files now?
Yeah. You can save those and email them?
Go, yeah. Like to copy? Well, I mean, select all. So that takes all of them. Then go up to edit and copy. Or you could go to file and go to send to. And you can make a folder and send them to your desktop or someplace else. And then, like, let's say I want to go to send to desktop, create a shortcut. Or I could send it to email people. I could send it to my document, and you can open, or you can put them in as attachments, each individual one. Like over here, I could put in far infrared on an attachment to an email.
Awesome.
Are you all the happiest?
Mm-hmm.
All right, the key, guys, now is it's going to be coming up on September. It's time to make money. It's time to see people. It's time to flat just pop the clutch and let her rip. We are going to be scheduling or following a schedule of, I'm going to show you something else on here because it's going to be important. I'm going to go back and I'm going to come to it's called where would I find that thingy? Not that. I want that. Knock that off. I want to go to forward. I'm waiting for that product demo to come up. Now I get a kickback out of it. But the launch. And when we get on next week, we're going to be talking about the launch and how we put the launch together. In fact, watch your emails because I will send you all out earlier than next week time when we'll sit down and go over this. All right. Now, if I don't click on something, I'm going to go down here and I'm going to push the forward button. You all see the launch strategy?
Uh-huh.
Silver Library. In this launch strategy, it's going to give us dates and times and how to start. A 90-day launch, what to think about, what to move through, how to get to where you want to go. That's all interactive. And there's really kind of a cool website. Did anybody get a chance to review that, Russell? What did you guys think about when you went through that?
Yes, it's very cool. It was very, very cool.
And I think that was very well done.
Yes.
I will allow people, I think, to watch this one, and it won't confuse them too much. It really is about becoming a professional and going hard and flat out just ripping to get the thing up and off the ground, not holding back. So, Michelle, you didn't think like it was overwhelming, did you?
No, not at all. I think it was right up front for people to see exactly what it is that we're trying to give them.
And it gives you a strategy of what you do on given days and of the week, where you go to get the meetings that you need to be at, how you build your teams, the whole deal. And Mike goes through this so well that I probably wouldn't even attempt to go through it. Because it's just so well presented. Basically,
I actually viewed this one that you have up right now, but we did the preview, and I did like two or three of them, and I had to leave because I didn't see this particular one. But it looks like it would be very, very helpful to show them right up front what we need them to do.
Okay, but then the point that's really going to be obvious very soon is that when we're talking about people becoming gold or platinum in 90 days or, I mean, in, 90 days or 180 days, that is not for the 80%ers in Niken. Can you all imagine that?
Yes, that's for your business type people.
You'll blow them so far out of the water. So what we have to do is come up with the idea that we're trying to find those people that really are saying, hey, now's the time, I need to rip this thing, and I'm very serious about it. Well, what this talks about is how do you get enough people so that those will come to the front? We still treat the others with decency, and they can come to all the events, and we can, you know, we're going to be really nice to them, but we're not going to try to force them to become somebody that they are not or can't be. We're just going to follow what's always been in Niken, and that's the numbers. If you do enough numbers and they see clearly what you're doing and why you're doing it, then those numbers will peel out and you will find leaders. We've been trying so hard over the years to try to create those leaders that sometimes we camp on somebody who can't or won't do it and miss five people who could. Does that make any sense to everybody?
Basically what you're saying is let the people that are going to do it rise to the top.
Yes, because if you don't, if you push them to the top, you're going to be holding them up the whole time. You're going to be treading the water and trying to hold them out of water because they're not going to do anything for themselves. It's just they weren't the right people, it wasn't the right timing, that wasn't their desire, whatever that happens to be. And you will stop your productivity. You cannot do that. So I'm going to actually, here's an interesting deal too. It's time. We're done. You guys are going to want to be implementing some of these. For example, Chuck and Tracy, we're going to be doing Redding, California on the Level 4 meeting on a WebEx. Schedule it. I mean, if they're out of town, we can't do that, but we just need to schedule it. I'm going to be doing one for a couple of the brand new Russians that just came in this yesterday and the day before on Wednesday. Scheduled, 7 o'clock Wednesday, their time, 5 o'clock our time. WebEx in Russian, Level 4 meeting. Why? Because we just have to get everybody through them. We can sometimes get so wrapped up in trying to be polite about scheduling with people, we never schedule anything. They need to be taught certain things in a certain order in a certain time frame. We just got to get on the pony and ride. Get people through the sequence to give them the best chance for survival. So let's get some people queued up. It is now September. The summer's over. Everybody's getting ready to send their kids back to school. They'll have 45,000 excuses. Do it anyway. This is the biggest July and August we've ever seen by far. Numbers-wise, by far the biggest July and August we've ever seen. What does that tell us? If we don't back off, if we push the pressure through, September through December is going to create for all of you the biggest checks you've ever seen in your Niken history if you do it, if you just go. So let's have faith. Let's get very coordinated and watch your emails. Join in when you can, and let's get this thing done. All for one and one for all. Let's do it. All right.
Woo-hoo. Have you made your team, Jerry?
No.
Oh, okay.
I am going to give them an introduction to these concepts first, and they better be ready. because I don't want people that are just being slobberhounds just hanging on and then saying, well, I didn't feel like coming to the thing this week. No, this is not about that. This has to be proved because we're being eyeballed by NECAN worldwide doing this. So whoever those six people are going to be, they better step up with their army boots on, and you're going to grunt. You're going to get sleepless nights, and you're going to make it happen. Because why not, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a million, guys.
Bye.
Thanks.